Tennille Smith was only 40 years old. The mother of three, who died on Friday, is another victim of Australia's worst flu season in history. Her father, Gary Seamer, says his daughter avoided going to the doctor.
Tennille, I think, had it in her mind that it's no use going to the doctors. I've only got the flu, and she's paid for her life by not doing that.
Ms. Smith's is one of more than 500 flu-related deaths this year. Some doctors are blaming these numbers on this year's batch of the flu vaccination. Professor Paul Van Binder from the Immunisation Coalition says there were stronger alternatives out there.
Well, we couldn't do anything other than use the one we did this year because the companies did not bring the better vaccines into Australia. We do know that they're working through a licensing process. They should be available in 2018.
The government's chief medical officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says any suggestion the vaccine chosen was based on cost is false.
It is completely incorrect that we purchase vaccines other than the best available, and the suggestion that it was based on cost is completely erroneous. They were not an alternative at all. They were not possible to consider them last year because they weren't registered or available for purchase in this country.
According to the Immunisation Coalition, there were nearly 91,000 laboratory-confirmed notifications of influenza in Australia last year. But so far this year, there have been nearly 2.5 times as many cases, with almost 220,000 notifications. New South Wales was the state hardest hit, followed by Queensland, Victoria and South Australia. But some GPs believe the quality of the vaccination isn't the reason for this year's dire numbers. Dr. Abby Verma from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says the key is to get more people vaccinated.
I think the issue is that the vaccination currently available is certainly safe and certainly been well tested. But primarily we're just vaccinating too few people. And there's no point in having a stronger vaccination if too few people are getting it. And so I think the issue has really been that there's just far too few people being vaccinated, and there's just too many people who are letting themselves susceptible to the influenza virus due to inactivity.
The Chief Medical Officer, under instruction from Health Minister Greg Hunt, is examining how to strengthen the immunisation scheme ahead of next flu season. And this includes talking with manufacturers about new vaccines. Dr. Verma says it's necessary to continually look for improvements given the nature of the influenza virus.
The nature of influenza is that it's a constantly evolving virus, and as such, the developers of vaccinations need to be constantly performing research and performing clinical trials into that.